is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang joins me, and we're mysteriously searching for a mystery in Washington. We're mysteriously searching through the news because there's not clarity here. There's suggestion. It dates from several years past, something called the Havana Syndrome. It may or may not be linked to adversaries of the United States. So I need help from Gordon, and we invite Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center to also help us, because there is speculation in the media, and the dots do not connect, but they're suggestive dots. First, most recently at CNBC and other and The Guardian in London, this report: federal agencies are investigating at least two mysterious incidents on U.S. soil with some hallmarks of the, quote, Havana Syndrome. Invisible attacks reported by American diplomats based in Cuba some years past. Lawmakers on the House and Senate Armed Services Committee confirmed to NBC News that they were briefed in April of this year on the investigation. One of the unexplained attacks occurred in November 2020 near the ellipse of the Oval Lawn south of the White House. The person who was sickened by the attack is a National Security Council official. I then go to a report from December of this last year, December, about what may or may not be happening. This is CNBC reporting as well. The mysterious neurological symptoms experienced by American diplomats in China and Cuba are consistent with the effects of a directed microwave energy, according to long-awaited report by the National Academy of Sciences that cites medical evidence to support the long-held conviction of American intelligence officials. Rick, I start with you because these reports are months apart, May of 2021 and December of 2020. But they are using the same language, Cuba and directed energy or microwave energy, and there looks to be a finding that is good science, National Academy of Sciences. What is striking to me is that China is also included in this because American diplomats in China reported the same phenomenon. There is the power of suggestion, Rick. So at this point, I ask your assessment of microwave energy attacks. Is this a weapon in the arsenal of our adversaries and the United States? Has it been used on experimental animals or something that gives a similar effect to what they're reporting anecdotally in Washington and did report anecdotally near or around the embassies of Cuba, a U.S. embassy in Cuba, U.S. embassy legation in Cuba and embassy and the U.S. embassy in China? Good evening to you, Rick.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. Indeed, the United States has a microwave weapon. It's in a cruise missile. It has not been announced that it's entered our inventory, but there is enough information in the open that it's been tested, a product of the Boeing Corporation, apparently. But there is just a great deal more writing and analysis of microwave weapon research in Russia and China. And suspicions of Russian use of microwave weapons against American diplomatic personnel go back to the 1980s when our diplomats started becoming sick there. And again, a series of articles emerged that of suspicion of microwave attack. And so this has emerged in China, in Cuba. It's a pattern. Also, reports of suspicions of similar weapons being used against Americans in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan. And of course, we've also heard of reports of China potentially using these weapons against Indian troops high in their mountain confrontation areas. So our adversaries, our enemies who devalue human life, have a record of developing and very likely using these weapons against humans from the United States and other democracies. It's beneath our consideration to actually systematically use these microwave weapons against others, but this has to be called out, and we have to make some decisions. If the Chinese and the Russians are going to be using these weapons against us, even in our own country, well, then we need to devise a new deal. The diplomatic conventions of the last hundreds of years have to be ended. We have to put all of the personnel from all of these countries into a common compound, call it a diplomat city, a diplomat county, a tall wall around it, totally surveilled, the walls here, everything, and they all have to have special permission to come out of the compound. If that's how they want to play, then I suggest that's how we play.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, in Havana in late 2016, American diplomats suffered brain injuries. In the spring of 2018, American diplomats in Guangzhou, southern Chinese city, also complained of the same symptoms. Both Cuba and China run near total surveillance states, which means that nobody in either of those two countries can microwave U.S. diplomats and the regime not know about it. Why didn't the U.S. do something about Cuba and China when we knew who the culprits were?
My suspicion, Gordon, is that this is such an awful crime that to raise this to a public level would spur widespread public outrage, as it should, and it would have had forced our leaders to confront these regimes at a much higher level, not just of discourse, but we would have had to have done something. Broad sanctions, kick all their students home, something to get their attention of that level.
Rick, what does a weapon look like, a microwave weapon? Is it big? Is it truck size? Is it like a computer size? Do we know, or does it come in different styles?
Yes, John, they come in various sizes. Our weapon apparently can fit into a modest-sized cruise missile. But for battlefield use, I estimate that they fit on the backs of trucks, and you can just aim them at a location apply a various level of fry, if you will, to the target.
So it's bigger than a bread box. It wouldn't be easy to conceal. And wherever these weapons are used, we don't know if they're mobile or not. It sounds a high risk to bring it into Washington, D.C. That's not an unwatched corridor.
Well, no, I think you can conceal it very well, especially in a moving van. My fear, John, is that if we allow our enemies to use these weapons within our own borders,
sure,
we could wake up one morning and find the bluffs overlooking the Pentagon on 395 lined with these trucks. You can fry half the Pentagon and then start your war with chaos down below.
Gordon, does it make sense that Xi would play this game now? Is there a driver for this? It's been over several years. We had that incident in Cuba, came to nothing. Cuban relations are brittle, to say the least. What does she gain by provoking this now, Gordon?
I don't know what he gains, John, but if he thinks that he can get away with it, and certainly we've given him enough reasons to believe he can, then he just might as well try. And I think that's what he feels. He wants to see how far he can push the United States. And so far, he's pushed very far. Because we've had two presidents, Barack Obama and Donald Trump, who did nothing.
The NBC report from December last, a team of medical and scientific experts who studied the symptoms of as many as 40 State Department and other government employees concluded that nothing like them had previously been documented in medical literature. Many reported hearing a loud sound and feeling pressure in their heads, and then experienced dizziness, unsteady gait, and visual disturbances. Many suffered long-standing, debilitating effects. Rick, this is a torture weapon. That's what this is. This is a war crime. Hey, Rick.
This is a very cruel weapon. The United States has developed smaller microwave weapons that apply heat to individuals.
But banning,
we decided not to deploy them.
Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.